Greetings, everyone, and welcome to A Healing Heart this Sunday morning. Thank you for joining us again. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. The book of Proverbs, chapter 25, tells us, "Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls." Establishing healthy boundaries in life is essential. What would happen if all the property records in a city completely disappeared? What would happen if no one knew where the property boundaries were in your neighborhood? In biblical times, small villages were not always very important, and they lacked walls necessary for defense. This implied that the person or persons who lived in these unwalled villages were not very important, just like a person who lacks personal boundaries. One of the results of dysfunctional or abusive relationships is the destruction of personal boundaries. Boundaries must be developed and established for every relationship. Personal boundaries are similar to physical boundaries. They tell us who owns the land, who is responsible for it, and where the property begins and ends. Personal boundaries tell us what is yours and what is not yours, what you are responsible for and what you are not responsible for, what choices are mine and what I'm free to control. They help you to keep the good in and the bad out. Some people are so accommodating that they allow everything to come in, the good and the bad. The laws of the land are a clear example of boundaries. Laws establish exactly where the boundary lines will be drawn. Laws establish the consequences of breaking the boundary lines. Laws make it clear that you can break the boundary, but you must pay the price. In other words, the true objective of setting boundaries in your life is to make sure that whoever violates the boundaries pay the consequences of his or her choices, so that he or she may learn from that experience. When boundaries do not exist, or when confused, a person's life becomes unmanageable. In biblical times, this was shown when a city's walls and gates had been destroyed. The destroyed city, and by extension your life, would be utterly defenseless, powerless, completely vulnerable. Following its destruction by the Babylonians, the city of Jerusalem was without walls and gates. The city, in a real sense, represents a person who may come from a dysfunctional family or an abusive relationship that has had his or her boundaries or walls shattered. After the temple was restored in the book of Ezra, it was then time for the walls of the city to be rebuilt. The temple represented the return of the Holy Spirit, a type of the renewal or rebuilding of your spiritual life. The gates or walls signified a type of that feature of us that stands between the body and the spirit. Without the walls and gates of personal boundaries, your spirit will continually be affected by outside influences which will seek to control you. The name of the city of Jerusalem means city of peace, and without walls and gates or boundaries, you will never have peace in your life, just like that city. The restoration of boundaries requires the establishment of an identity, meaning that you must know who you are and that you began to act godly and make godly choices. Who you are, your identity, signifies fixed walls and gates in your life. When and how you open the gates in your life should be your choice and your choice only. You must decide what you will allow to influence your life. Whether you realize it or not, everything in your environment will influence you in a positive or negative way. The people you call friends, what you read, what you watch on television, what kind of video games you play, your family around you, they all influence your life in a negative or positive way. You can refuse to open your gates to the garbage and the rubbish in this world. Some people will agree with what